And the New York Jets just got absolutely destroyed by the Buffalo Bills. 30-10 dominated throughout the entire game. It was over, it felt like, in the first quarter. And we got a lot to break down in this video, man, because the Buffalo Bills come into MetLife Stadium and just humble the New York Jets, just letting them know that we dominate this division and we own you, basically. I mean, I hate to say those things out of my mouth, but the truth is the truth. The reality is the reality with this football team, man. After feeling encouraged after that game last week against the Steelers, there is nothing to feel encouraged about right now. I got a lot to get off my chest in this video, but I really want to hear your guys' thoughts in the comments down below, Jets fans. And of course, there's probably Bills fans in here watching and other fan bases watching. Give me your takeaways from that game today against the Buffalo Bills, man. Justin Fields exits the game with a concussion, but did it even matter, right? Justin Fields went out there and looked absolutely atrocious all game. And the stat line that he put up was an absolute joke, if we're being honest. I mean, look at the stats on your screen. 3 for 11, 27 passing yards, no touchdowns, had 49 rushing yards, who cares, and a 39.6 passer rating. I mean, he looked so good last week, was perfect, and now this is what he does to bounce back after being looking like a good quarterback, and now Justin Fields is coming off one of the worst quarterback performances I've seen from a Jets quarterback in quite some time, and that's saying a lot because, as we know, we've been through Zach Wilson, we've been through, I mean, I'm not going to go through the laundry list of the quarterbacks we had to endure as Jets fans, we don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but man, I mean, missing throws. The first throw he missed, I think, was the biggest one because that really set the tone of this game. The Jets get the kickoff, we return it, right? First down. First play of the game, handoff to Breece, goes nowhere. Second down, Breece Hall, loss of 4 yards. And then on third and long, Garrett Wilson's wide open over the middle of the field, and then Justin Fields misses him way too high, incomplete, 3 and out. Right when you get a 3 and out going up against the Buffalo Bills, you are setting yourself up for failure. And then the next drive, the first drive for the Buffalo Bills on offense, it finishes off with a touchdown. And how do they get the touchdown, you may ask? Well, because the Jets can't get a stop on third down, number one, Josh Allen rushes for 40 yards to get him into, you know, the red zone already. And then on third down, the Jets get a chance to maybe stop them, hold them to 3 points. But nope, Michael Clemens roughing the passer. Why are you on this football team? Michael Clemens has done nothing positive since he was drafted. I don't want to start losing my mind right now, but every single Jets fan that saw that flag on the field, we knew who it was going to be. Number one, why is he on the field on third downs? Number two, why is he even on the football team? Now, I'm not going to be that fan that's like, release him, get him off the team, like Xavier Gibson was. I don't know. Maybe Aaron Glenn is that type of coach where he's like, if you are that bad, you are getting released. I have no idea. We shall see. But Michael Clemens provides nothing to this team. Absolutely nothing. And we didn't lose the game because of that play, but it set the tone. It absolutely set the tone for the rest of the game. So then the Bills go down. James Cook gets in the end zone. Touchdown. Bills 7-0. All right? And then what happens? The next play on offense for the New York Jets. Turnover. Justin Fields coughs it up. Joey Bosa knocks the ball out. And it's a turnover. Right there, you're like, all right, well, this game couldn't have started any worse for the New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills get the ball in the red zone. The defense actually holds them out of the end zone. And the Bills, and they, all right, we hold them to 3 points. 10-0, the Bills lead. You're like, okay, bad start. First quarter, maybe we can still make this a game. Let's go score a touchdown and make this 10-7, or maybe get 3 points to make it 10-3 to make this a competitive game. First down, Breece Hall handoff. First down, 12-yard gain. All right, let's go. The next play, Garrett Wilson. Good throw from Fields over the middle. First down. All right, we got some momentum. Let's score some points. And then what happens on the third play? They try to get cute on this crazy end around to Arian Smith, and it's a loss of 10 yards. Now, I don't know why they're going. Tanner Engstrom is trying to get creative on that type of play. I understand it's like a home run if it works, but there's way too much risk involved. When you're down 10-0, you can't make boneheaded plays like that. It felt like the Buffalo Bills defense sniffed it out. They knew what was coming somehow. They had a cornerback blitz just perfectly timed to just blow it up. And if the corner did not get, was not blitzing on that play, there was a lot of space for Arian Smith to go up the right sideline, but that's not what happened. And then it's second and 20, and then you know this Jets offense, they're not built to come from 2nd and 20, 3rd and long. They just don't have that type of offense. This Jets offense is all about running the football, controlling the line of scrimmage, and setting up the pass. The reason why the Jets offense looked so good last week was because we had a running attack. When you have a run game, it sets up the open pass attack for Justin Fields. Today, there was no run game, which allowed Justin Fields to not feel comfortable. We were down early, and when those things happen, it's going to be a terrible day for this Jets offense. They're just not built to come back from double digits. They're not built to be able to pass the ball effectively when you're losing. When you don't run the football effectively and you're set up third and longs, this Jets football team is going to be an absolute disaster offensively all season long. Again, if you're looking at last week and seeing why this offense was looking as good as it did, it's because the offensive line and the run game was so good. That was not the case in this one. The Buffalo Bills, they stacked the box. They were prepared. They knew what was coming. And even when Justin Fields had that long run at the end of the first half, they were still unable to capitalize with any points because Justin Fields then throws a pass behind Isaiah Davis, which, by the way, if he put the ball on Isaiah Davis' outside shoulder, he would have had a lot of green grass in front of him to pick up yards, and the Jets would have probably got 3 points. Not like that would have helped the Jets win the game or anything, but those plays matter. And the next play, he throws it high to Mason Taylor. Fields was all over the place. Every throw he had was inaccurate, basically. He had one throw that was good. Even some throws that were completed were bad. And then, unfortunately for Justin Fields, he leaves the game with a potential concussion, and now we're thinking about having Tyrod Taylor as a starter moving forward. I mean, that's not a good thing, man. And Tyrod went out there, and in garbage time, he moved the ball down the field. Jeremy Ruckert gets a garbage time touchdown. Congrats, Jeremy Ruckert, on your first touchdown pass that you ever caught in the NFL. Kudos to you. Now, defensively, this Jets team, lifeless. Like, Aaron Glenn, I'm sorry, but I wasn't expecting the Jets to go out there and, like, you know, be that team that's the Cinderella story. As you guys know, I've been consistent throughout the season of where my expectations are. They're pretty low. But I will say, I did not expect to have one of those games where you're like, wow, this does not feel like anything's changed. It feels like Adam Gase is the coach. Felt like Robert Saleh was the coach. That's what it felt like today. And that right there pisses off every Jets fan because we're sick of being the laughingstock where you're watching the game. And I can only imagine the perspective of a Bills fan watching this game. Just like, it looked like the Bills were not even trying, bro. Josh Allen did not have to do anything. He was out there just jogging around, doing whatever he needed to do. Look at Josh Allen's stats. He did not do anything in this game. Why? Because he did not need to. James Cook led the way. That's what makes the Buffalo Bills so great. And you know what play pissed me off the most? Was when Josh Allen gets out of the game with a bloody nose. Luckily for him, he was okay. Never wanted him to get injured, of course. And then you got Mitch Trubisky, ice cold, coming on in on third down. You're like, all right, the Jets can catch a break here. Mitch Trubisky's in. Let's get a stop on third and six. Nope. Mitch Trubisky drops a dime over Sauce Gardner's head. And Sauce is called for 2 holdings today. And then they pick up the first down. That play right there broke my brain. I'm like, there's no way we just let Mitch Trubisky go into this game and do that. And by the way, Mitch Trubisky finished the game with more passing yards than Justin Fields. Absolutely embarrassing. The defense showed no life. The only good player on defense was Juwan Briggs, who sacked Josh Allen and forced a fumble on Cook. And by the way, no, the Jets did not recover the fumble. They don't know how to get turnovers, apparently. 2 straight games, no turnovers from this defense, which I thought this defense was going to be a turnover machine. No, they feel like the same team. The defensive scheme looks broken. It's just man coverage. They know what's coming from a Josh Allen Bills perspective. They dissect it perfectly. You got Elijah Moore, former Jet, gunning in the end zone. Just a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. And the fact that they did not show any heart in the third quarter, like they just waved the flag, not going for it on fourth down when you're down by 3 scores late in the game, like, I get it. If we don't get it, they got the ball with good field position. But you trust this defense to stop the Bills? Go for it on 4th and 1. It's not 4th and 12. It's 4th and 1. Go for it. Show a sign of energy and optimism. Man, that's pissed me off. So, now I got all the rant energy off my chest. Now let me get collected here and ground myself and ground Jets fans. I am not hitting the panic button, and I'm not one of those Jets fans that's going to sit here and say, fire Aaron Glenn, bench Justin Fields. That's not who I am. I knew that this season was going to be about laying down the foundation and building a brand new team from scratch, basically. I expected this to be a bumpy road early on. I'm on record to say that. I also expected this team to be built through failure, built through adversity. And now we're facing it right in front of our eyes. this team is not going to go out there and shock the world early on. And if you're a team that just wants to fire Aaron Glenn, if you're a fan that wants to fire Glenn right now, like, relax, okay? You got to give Aaron Glenn an opportunity to coach this team through failure before you're just so quick to throw him out. Now, I'm not saying you should not be beyond frustrated after today. We should be. And we should be holding our team accountable as fans. That was unacceptable. What we witnessed today on the football field is not the standard that we signed up for with Aaron Glenn. Absolutely. I'm not saying there's excuses that we should be making for this coaching staff. There is none. But all I'm saying is, let's give this coaching staff an opportunity to learn how to formulate a winning culture. They got to do that through failure. When Aaron Glenn signed up for this team as the head coach, he said himself on the podium, adversity is what we are built for. We are the New York Jets. So let them get through this adversity. Let them see what they're built on. And it's not going to be easy. You got to go into Tampa next week against a good Buccaneers team. You got 0-3 staring at you in the face. That's not going to be fun. But at the end of the day, I'm not hitting the panic button on anything yet. Okay? I know that some Jets fans are. You can do that. I'm not. But at the end of the day, the Jets got to figure out a way to look somewhat decent, because I am sick of seeing incompetent football. So you guys sound off in the comments. Let me know your thoughts, all right? Let me know your thoughts right now. Also, big shout-out to Sleeper for being the proud sponsor of Jets Media all throughout the season, man. Big shout-out to them. If you guys want to use the code JETS, you get a 100% deposit match up to $100. Terms and conditions apply, of course, but go check them out. Link in the description, folks. Big shout-out to Sleeper for sponsoring the show. I was unable to win my Sleepers today, but hey, I will next week, I promise you that. Salute to the chat, everybody. I am out. Comment your thoughts in the comments down below. Hit the like button as well. And let's go, Jets. Keep a smile, Jets fans. Better days are ahead, I hope.